Senate's approval Sunday to the construction of a desalination plant south of Tel Aviv. The plant is expected to produce 150 million cubic meters of water every year. The capacity will eventually be up to 300 million cubic meters a year, making the plant one of the world's largest. Over the last several years, the water market in Israel has plunged into a deep crisis, said Netanyahu. There is a gap of hundreds of millions of cubic meters of water that we need each year, and these plants that we are planning will serve to fill that gap. Construction of the plant is one step in a long-term plan to use seawater to supply a substantial amount of Israel's drinking water. The government plans to desalinate 750 million cubic meters per year by 2020. Well, the cabinet's approval came just days after Turkey announced that it was canceling a planned water sale to Israel. The sale was to help provide water for Israel for 20 years. The pressure is on. Water is critical. Water is going to be at the heart of the fulfillment of many end-time prophecies. Thanks for joining us here today on Viewpoint. I hope the information has been helpful and encouraging, and I also hope that you have embraced the water of life freely for the life of Christ. If not, you need to confess Him as Savior today. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. And get those big Berkeys now.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Jeff Kursmeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the Faithful.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Oh, fine. Thank you.
Well, let's bring us up to date with what's happening on the certainly on the money markets. What's going on over in Europe? Certainly, we hear that they put up $1 trillion, and shock and awe, they said, "Oh my goodness, this is going to solve all of our problems." And suddenly, we're told it's not going to solve all the problems over there, and Greece and Spain and Portugal and Italy and Ireland and you know, they're still having problems. Hungary, apparently a lot of dissension among the German people. They don't want to have to put their hard-earned money out to bail out the people in southern Europe who want to just live and retire at 60 years of age and live well and work 4 days a week and get all sorts of benefits. And the German people are hard-working, and why should they have to finance everybody else? And tell us what's really going on over there.
Well, I think one of the things that people are skeptical of is that the ability of these European countries to come up with that kind of money, and that's not going to be the end of it. 900 billion or approximately thereof, almost $1 trillion. And I don't think that they're going to have an easy time raising that money. And most of them are running deficits. So what they have to do is be able to raise money in the bond market. And already, we've seen over the past month or so, their ability to do that is limited. In fact, often when they have sales of bonds, even in Germany, they have a shortage of bidders and people wanting to be able to buy those bonds so they can fund the deficit as well as put that kind of money up for the backup for the countries that can't. And, you know, one of the interesting things here is some of the people who are going to receive money are also being asked to put money up. In fact, when they asked England, England said, we can't do that because we're in terrible shape and you'll have to go to somebody else. So it's not going to be easy. And I don't think that's going to be sufficient. I mean, most of these countries owe an awful lot of money, ranging anyway up to $500 billion or more. And so is the number going to be approximately a billion, or is it going to be a trillion, or is it going to be 5 trillion? And I think that's what they're skeptical of as much as anything else.
Well, my impression is that people are a little loath to lend money to countries like Greece or Spain or Portugal, and because they're afraid they may very well default. And certainly if you want to get some sort of insurance on your bonds, it becomes almost prohibitively expensive over a five-year period. Isn't that true?
Yes, it is true. And I'm just trying to think. Someone was raising money, and they were going to have to pay 10%. Oh, that was BP. It wasn't one of the countries. But, you know, that's the thing that they're faced with.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment with Bob Chapin. Well, Bob, you go right ahead.
So this is why you have all this skepticism going on. And that's why the euro went from 150 down to approximately 119. It's rallied back. I think the rally was instigated. In fact, it popped back almost to 124, and today it backed off about half of a penny. And this rally, I think, was short covering and also long selling of the dollar. J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and a number of others had been long the dollar and short the euro since last October. And they did that anywhere between 74 and 78 on the USDX, and we popped up to 89, so they got enormous profits. And those profits, in all likelihood, are leveraged 100 to 1. And that's an enormous amount of money. And so that's what the rallies come from. And whether the rally will stick here remains to be seen. I think Greece is not too long in the future is going to leave the euro and go back to the drachma and in some way default, either on 100% or perhaps maybe two-thirds of their debt. I don't know what it'll be, but that's going to happen. And I think the other four major problem countries within the euro will do the same thing over the next 6 months to a year, and that will bring about the breakup of the euro and a return to domestic currencies. And that's going to be a real big blow to the people who set this whole thing up some years ago with the European Union, and then a dozen years ago the planning for the euro. And so I think it's going to be very disjointing for the 27 nations, as well as within that, the 16 nations which are in the Eurozone. And I think there's a good chance that...
Hold that thought, Bob. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob is just saying he thinks, of course, that Greece is going to default on their loans. Now, people have to understand, this whole banking paper money scam is built upon trust and confidence that if you borrow money, you're going to pay it back. And, of course, if you're a small individual, why what they do is they simply go after your assets. If you don't have any assets, you go into bankruptcy. But what do you do when a country defaults on their loan? And what do you do when a major corporation, like maybe British Petroleum, is forced on defaulting on their loan? British Petroleum is having to borrow money now to try to pay off all the problems coming from the oil spill at 10% interest. And, you know, you start borrowing money at 10% interest, pretty soon you're talking about real money. That's almost as much money as people you were getting from Madoff, you know, in the Ponzi scheme. But anyway, Bob says that he thinks that Greece is eventually going to have to leave the European currency and have their own currency, that the other five pig nations or other four pig nations will do the same, and certainly some of the countries in Eastern Europe are having real problems. Hungary, we know, is on the ropes, and so certainly some of the other countries, Lithuania and Latvia, don't look that good. And so this may begin to spell the end of the European Union. If it did, it would be the greatest thing in the world, because this whole thing was concocted by the Trilateral Commission and the globalists, who want to create a world government, and certainly the European Union was the first stepping stone along the way. Wouldn't it be wonderful if that stepping stone just collapsed? So go ahead, Bob.
Well, I certainly agree with that, and it has destroyed the basis of what the Illuminists put together in order to bring about a world currency and a world government. And it was just one mistake, you know, in finality, and that was that the Greek people refused to go along with the program. And I think shortly you're going to see the outcome of which I just described in Greece, because of the way people feel about it. They said, look, we did what was right, and our government and the bureaucrats within there didn't do what's right, and, you know, so how can we be blamed for this? And the bankers should have never made the loans in the first place or bought the bonds. They're professionals and they knew better, and all they did was bury us. And so, no, we're not going to pay that back. And that's the point that they're at. And the other nations, I think, will follow. And so there's a lot of destruction to come. And I don't think that it's going to be any easy time.
Well, because the thing is that England's in basically the same spot. They may have got massive debts, and of course they're not making that much in the way of money, but then so is the United States. We have massive debts, and certainly they're talking about a stimulus bill, another $500 billion or $1 trillion, and we're already running a deficit this one year of $1.6 trillion, and it looks like we're going to be in a war very soon. That's going to cost a lot of money, and you know, we may be talking about even as much as $2-2.5 trillion deficit, you know, if they start trying to simply spend our way out of the problem we're in now. In other words, they start to try to come up with a stimulus bill and start handing out more money to get the economy going. But you pointed out in your newsletter the American economy is beginning to falter because, of course, the stimulus bill is beginning, effects are going to begin to wear off, and we've got an election coming up in November. What are they going to do? How are they going to keep the good times rolling when, of course, everything is contracting? People are still losing their jobs. They're still losing their homes. Although there's been a little increase in production, it's certainly not a great deal. And besides that, people throughout the rest of the world are not very happy to be buying American products. They're not happy to be buying much of anything other than military hardware.
Well, that's true. And another thing that people don't realize, that the difference right now at 119 in the euro to 124 is somewhere between 13% and 17% increase of the cost of goods sold for people who are producing those goods in dollars. And so when you go to market, let's say that some of it's offset, and you're doing business, let us say, with Mexico. The German goods, they're the big exporter, or the French goods, right now, before there's any change, are going to be 12% approximately less, maybe even more. And America produces little enough as it is compared to what it used to. And this is going to cut maybe one-half of 1% to 1% off of U.S. GDP. And I haven't seen anybody talk about that. And that's rather ominous. And so I think this plan was initiated in order to keep the dollar as the world reserve currency. And there's a lot of ramifications to that. And this didn't happen. It was engineered. Because the people in the know, these were members of governments and banks and stock exchanges and so on and so forth. And they knew what was going on, and there was no reason for Greece to be pulled forward and told, hey, you're broke. There's a whole bunch of other people who are broke as well, including the United States and the United Kingdom. And so there was a reason for all this. And I think they, in the United States, that contingent of the Brotherhood of Darkness, I think what they wanted to do is make sure that the dollar stayed in the place that it is, and in so doing, take the euro down and maybe even destroy it.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. That's 464-8295 if you'd like to talk to Bob. But Cindy, Bob, as we look and see what's going on, why, you know, real problems as far as the American economy is concerned. You know, basically, how long can we continue spending a great deal more than we're taking in? And what's going to happen when countries throughout the world begin to reject the American dollar? Certainly the Russians, just this last week, Medved was talking about a new currency, and he held up this coin. I assume it was a gold coin of some sort, but they're talking about they want the Russian currency to be much more important in exchange of goods. Certainly we hear about them forming a separate sort of currency down in South America. The Arab countries are talking about having their own currency between the oil-producing countries. What's going to happen is other countries say, well, we don't really want the dollar to be dominant. Certainly the Chinese have suggested that. What would happen if the dollar were to lose its reserve status? What would that mean to the average individual listening to this program?
Well, it would be dreadful because the ability to print money at will and shove it down the throats of everybody else in the world would be over. And they'd have to live in America within their means. And this deficit spending would not be financed nor tolerated. And it's getting to that point already anyway. And so there would be big, big changes because of that loss. But then the question comes up, what's going to replace it? I mean, the only thing I can see is a weighted currency based upon the currencies and solvencies of the G20 or G40. And so that's probably the fairest way to do it. But is that really better than what the dollar is? Probably yes. But everybody has problems. There's no nation that doesn't have large debt, a continuum of debt, inflation for the most part, there's some exceptions, and the inability to be able to control their finances. And so, you know, if you put, say, 20 G20 countries together, you got a bouillabaisse, fish soup, if you may. And is it better? I don't know. Probably.
What's going to happen, though, if people start rejecting the dollar and they start, you know, just dumping their dollars throughout the world? Do we have any idea how many dollars there are out throughout the world? And what would happen if all those came cascading back into our country?
Well, first of all, if they came back into the country, they would be absorbed and probably terminated, if you may, because they have the ability to do that, being the world reserve currency. That hasn't as yet happened. But we're seeing signs of it. Yesterday, we saw an announcement by Saudi Arabia that said, well, we've got double the amount of reserves that we told you about in gold. We get 118 tons more than we told you we had. And then you look at the the Goldfields Mineral Services report, and you know the report's all skewed because they never allowed for this. And previous to that, they had problems figuring out what the Chinese had when they said theirs we had more than doubled over the last few years. So, you know, who knows how much gold is out there?
Well, I think it's interesting that countries throughout the world are turning to gold very quietly, but certainly the central banks are buying up gold because they realize this whole financial house of cards is coming down. I mean, the fiat money system works real well for 30 or 40 or 50 years, and then the whole thing comes down. Remember what Aristotle said. There's nothing wrong with fiat money as long as you have perfect authority and godlike wisdom in kings. And which king do you know that's got godlike wisdom? Well, Bob, we've got, I think, Tom calling in from Santa Cruz. Let's go to Tom and see what he has to say. Hi, Tom. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, Bob. Nice to hear both of you guys talking again.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iOtterol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The controlled media saying, well, you know, it's not so great to own a home. There are a lot of responsibilities. You don't want to actually buy a home because you end up paying twice as much for it as you have a 30-year loan. And all these things to sort of discourage home ownership and saying this American dream of owning a home really isn't what it's cracked up to be. So I think there is an organized effort to convince people you don't feel bad because you lost your home. Don't you feel good now that the bank owns it? I think we're seeing the greatest transfer of wealth at this period that we've ever seen in all recorded history. And the rich are going to get richer, the poor are going to get poorer, and that's the way the game's played. Tom, do you have anything else to say before we let you go?
No, gentlemen, I appreciate the education, and I've learned a lot from you over the years.
Okay, fine. Well, thanks so very much. Let's go to John, who's calling from Flint Hills in Kansas. And our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. John, do you have a question for our guest? John, are you there? Well, I don't know what happened to John, but anyway, he's not. John doesn't seem to be there. John, you're not there, huh? All right, well, I'm going to have to let you go then. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, you know, gold really did tremendously well this week. It hit almost, well, the end of last week, first of this week, hit to 1260. I mean, that's the highest I've ever seen it. Then they really backed it off. In fact, they really slammed gold today, down from about 1255 on Friday or Saturday, down to about 1235 today. But Bob, did it come up in the after-hour trading? And what does this have to do with the options that are closing later this week?
Well, what the professionals, which are called commercials, which are large banks, do and are allowed to do, is to manipulate the price of commodities. And the CFTC, the Commodity Futures Trading Corporation, they just look the other way. And each month when these gold options come due, if they're in the money, then the commercials try to knock the price of gold or silver, we use as an example, down. And so if you go back and look, you'll see that 99 times out of 100, miraculously, the price of gold is knocked down and the people who bought the options lose their money. And that's the way our market is run and manipulated in true fascistic fashion.
In other words, basically, the way the game is, we lose, they win. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, go ahead. So basically, what's happened this week?
You know, if you've got 1260 like you had this morning, and you have a large amount of calls at 1200 or 1210 or 1220, you want to drive the price of gold down so that they will not finish up in the money. And so the fight is on. That's what's going on. And the investor has no protection whatsoever because it's a rigged game. And I keep on telling people, don't go into the comics or the LBMA in London because you're going to lose because of this. And then it gets explained to them. And most of them can't believe it. They say, well, that couldn't happen. And, of course, we get news for them. It does happen. And so that's basically what that's about. And it's really tragic because most of the people who play that game in that arena really don't know what we know. And the newsletter writers who write about it, most of them don't have a clue. They don't even know that this happens every month. People like yourself and people who subscribe to the Forecaster, and there's a few other publications that emphasize this, they know, but 99% of the public doesn't know.
Well, I'll tell you, it's an expensive lesson to learn. The old adage is, if you get into the commodity market, you get into the options market, you can make a small fortune out of a large fortune. Ladies and gentlemen, they rigged the game, and believe me, 95-98% of the people lose. I've seen so many, even physicians when I was practicing, I think that they were smarter than the system, and I've seen more than one end up in a divorce, you know, simply their lives shattered. We're motivated by fear and greed. Don't get into that system. It's not worth it. Just put your faith in the Lord and just accept what He gives you. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we all think that we'd like to get to be rich and that we can beat the system. Well, certainly there's nothing wrong with investing. There's nothing wrong with getting to be rich. But if you think that you can get rich manipulating this system, why are you in for a big surprise? Because, as Bob said, it is totally rigged. And, of course, they're not going to tell you that. After all, if you knew it was rigged, you wouldn't get into it. But you go right ahead, Bob.
Well, that's right, and even though people are told, they still don't listen. I mean, it's really amazing the things that I see, and, you know, you say to yourself, why do they do this? Well, I guess some people just like to lose money, and it's not only in gold and silver, it's in other commodities, and it also is in the market, you know, under the working group in financial markets. That was instituted under executive order in 1988, the Fed and the Treasury could do exactly as they please. It's really as simple as that. And people say, well, that can't happen in America. Well, it can, huh? Well, we know it's happening. And so, you know, you don't play that game. It's just like when you go to a casino. And you know what the odds are. Let's say it's a blackjack, depending upon the structure. You know exactly how nominally you would come out unless you get lucky. And the only time you get lucky is when you have a streak, when the cards are running in your favor for whatever unexplainable reason. And that's why when you have single and double decks, and blackjack as an example, they want to throw card counters out of the casino because they have discovered how to make the odds even. And so the casino owner doesn't want even odds because they're too busy trying to steal your money. Well, the same thing is true in the stock market. I mean, I've been around the market for over 50 years. I owned a brokerage firm, and I was on Wall Street for 28 years. And so I know how the game works. And what they get away with is really unbelievable, and have for many, many years. And so all this concept of investing in America's future
Hold that thought, Bob. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bob Chapman for the International Forecaster. And Bob was just saying, you know, he had a firm on Wall Street for 28 years. The system is rigged. And simply, you know, if you think that you can beat the system, why, you're in for a real surprise, because the system is rigged so that they win and we lose. Now, certainly there are times when you can do quite well. And, of course, Bob has suggested some time ago people get into gold and silver. People who took his advice have done very well. He suggested that there's a few mining stocks that are very good. It's certainly gold and silver mining stocks that are good, and stick with those, but don't get into the general market, because this is all contrived. The only reason that this gold and silver stocks are going to go up is because gold and silver are going to go up, and there's tremendous leverage and opportunity to do very, very well there. But it's because of the collapse of the economic system that gold and silver will do well. Well, our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But before we go to our next callers, why, Bob, I want you to go ahead and give out your telephone number. I want you to go ahead and tell people how they can get a copy of the International Forecaster and how they could possibly certainly subscribe to it.
Well, the Forecaster is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, runs around 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. If you'd like a free introductory copy, you can go to our site, which is a new address. That is www.intforecaster.com. intforecaster.com. The email address is similar, bob@intforecaster.com. And you can also call toll-free, 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Well, let's see. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to John, calling from Flint Hills in Kansas. Hi, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. I'm sorry. I put the phone down and walked outside. I called into many shows, and usually you just wait, and I didn't expect you to get me on so soon, so I apologize.
Oh, that's all right. Those things happen here in talk radio. You never know what's going to happen next. But anyway, right. You have a question for Bob.
I have two. One, Bob, what's going to happen when things crash, and how are we going to pay our land taxes if the courthouse doesn't know about gold and silver or whatever else, and how are you going to pay for other services unless people know how to barter with gold and silver or food or whatever? I'd like to hear your answers to that. Thank you, please.
Well, I think payment of bills, let's say in dollars, can be pretty easily arranged, because there will be people who will be willing to accept gold $4, which then you can take and pay your taxes to the county or the state, however it's done in your state. So I don't see a problem there. People can barter, and that's why fractional coins are good to have, because if somebody has a basket of beans for sale and you get 1/10 of an ounce of gold, maybe that'll just fit for that, but 1 ounce, maybe they can't change it. And so having a multiplicity of denomination of gold and silver coins is a good idea, and I do advocate that. At the present time, gold's on its way up, and I recommend 30% in gold and silver coins and the remainder in shares, and the reason why is twice historically in both deflation and inflation, the gold and silver shares have done extraordinarily well. Much, much, much more has been made in them than in the coins. But you should have both.
Now, you wouldn't recommend going to your county courthouse with gold or silver to pay your county taxes. You would want to go
Maybe.
In there with dollars.
Maybe. They might accept them. I mean, you know, it all depends on the mindset that you're dealing with.
Well, everybody
Do they understand?
Me. Everybody knows me, and if you could get them convinced of what the price is that day, maybe they would understand how to deal with you.
Well, maybe if they were smart, they'd take your gold and silver and put their own money in to pay your taxes, because I think the time will come when this may be a major a means of exchange. We don't know what's going to happen, though, John. We're coming into a very difficult time. But certainly, you'll always be able to barter with other people down through the ages, no matter what the situation is. Oh, there's always been barter. In fact, in the Soviet Union, when, of course, you know, they had a total dictatorship there, why, the KGB was always the source of black market gasoline. They could get all the gasoline. They were selling it to the people, taking money for it. People will always exchange one thing for another. They can't certainly change the laws of exchange or of economics. And do you have another question for our guest?
Just that right there on the top of my head. A lot of people don't understand gold and silver, and it's hard. They won't let us pay our taxes years in advance. It's 1 year to the next. They won't let us pay our land taxes 2 or 3 years in advance, because apparently they never know how the valuations and the taxation is going to go, so we have to wait from year to year to pay, and there's a lot of us kind of complaining about that, but it doesn't seem to be anything we can do about it.
Okay, fine. Anything else, John? We'll let you go.
I think you're a great program, Dr. Stan, and I listen to Bob constantly. He is a big source of my knowledge.
All right. Well, thanks very much, and please get all the rest of the people back there in Flint Hills listening, okay?
I'll do it.
Bye.
Thank
bye
you.
Bye. Okay, fine. That was, of course, a call coming in from Flint Hills, Kansas, and our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Bob, the market seems to be up. What was it? 10,400, pretty pushing 10,500. But it looks to me like this whole thing is being kept up artificially by the plunge protection team. Because, of course, as far as the value of the stocks, it really isn't there. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think in part that's true. How much of it is them remains to be seen, and they're active 24/7. And today was a good example. The market was up about 150 points or so, and that was in general buying. And then selling came in, and they couldn't hold it, and the market reversed and gave most of its gains away. And interestingly, the Dow was off 8 points, but if you translate into the S&P and NASDAQ, what their figures were on a weighted basis, you'll find that the S&P was off 39 points and the NASDAQ was off 124, which tells me that unless something extraordinary happens, tomorrow is going to be a down day. On the other hand, gold in the spot market was off 1750, and in the outside market, which is August, it was off $26. And in the access market, that 26 became only a minus 5. So we had a major rally in the access market, which historically is very thin. We don't know what the volume is. We can't find that out until later. But the point is that every time the commercials, in behalf of themselves as well as the United States government, drop gold down for whatever reason, it runs right back up again. And several months ago, they really get caught flat-footed. And we also have a continuing building of the short position by these commercials. And you can't do that forever. And it's been prevalent for months. And yet, gold has gone higher and higher. And because it's done that, the people who are short gold in particular are losing a lot of money. And if gold were to run up to 14 or 1500 here, which is very plausible, then the losses would be in the hundreds of billions of dollars. And so it's important to note that even though there's been manipulation going on for a long, long time, gold still went from 250 to 1250 in spite of all their efforts. So they've only been partially successful. And I think their success is going to become more and more difficult as each day passes because of the lack of physical gold left that can be sold, or they want to be sold, into the gold market to suppress prices. And so it is a continual rear guard action by the United States government. And it's a game they can't win. And that's why I tell people, look, stop looking at the market every day. Set your position in coins and shares and forget about it. Don't think about it. Don't try to trade. I had it with somebody today on Friday. They traded out. And the shares rallied after they traded out. And then they went back down again. And, you know, it's like a seesaw. And the volatility is enormous. And these people, the public, are not trained, nor are they emotionally fit or strong enough to put up with all this volatility.
And because that's
I am, because I can see what's going on. I've been doing it for over 50 years, and I tell the people, be patient, go long, stay long, make life simple.
And I remember we're motivated by fear by fear and greed. And, you know, if you are in this market, why, first of all, you'll be greedy, and then it turns against you. You'll be ruled by fear, and you won't be able to sleep at nights. And don't try to play it, believe me. I've done it, and I lost too many sleepless nights. It's nice to be able to sleep every evening. Well, let's go to Ed, who's calling from Hanford, New York. Hi, or is that Hartford, New York?
Right, New Hartford.
New Hartford. Okay, do you have a question for our guest?
Well, I have a question as far as asking Bob how I can get in communication with the subscription department by phone. I wrote a letter and they don't seem to respond, so I need
Who did you write the letter to?
I wrote the letter according to the International Forecaster address, but my problem is that I sent money in April to for the new subscription. I've been subscribing for 2 years, and I haven't gotten
You haven't got the publication. Could I suggest that you email Bob? And
I don't have
a computer. Well, how about calling then the 800 number? You can send
a letter if you want, or you can call.
What
the 800.
Should I do? Should I send it registered or what?
No, just send it regular mail. But you're better off calling 800-375-4188. It's 800-375-4188, and just explain that you would like me to call you. And I'm sure you have a telephone, so whatever numbers, what time zone you're in, best time to call, and I will call you. And I'll find out what the problem is, and I'll have the people who do the subscriptions talk to you or follow up everything.
Okay, so basically,
right,
you have that one more time, the telephone number for Ed.
That's 800
Okay.
375-4188.
And don't call this evening, call tomorrow, and I'm sure that one of the people there can help you. And if you don't have any luck there, you can always call us back, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Let's go to James calling from Hodges, South Carolina. Hi, James.
I'm doing well. My question is, I hear people say every once in a while that there are suppressed technologies, that if these things were unleashed, they would help the economy tremendously. Do you subscribe to that? And if so,
what sort of technologies are you talking about now?
Well, I just hear people, it's mostly energy, but I'm sure there are other things too. I mean, I just hear people say that. I think Catherine Austin Fitz, I've heard her say that.
All right, fine. Are there suppressed technologies in energy and other places that, if they were released, would certainly help the American people?
I'm sure there are. And, you know, historically, even we, you and I as kids, were told about the carburetor they could get 400 or 500 miles on a gallon of gasoline. It supposedly has existed for almost 100 years. And the patents were bought out by the oil companies so that that wouldn't happen. It wouldn't be put in a vehicle because it would cut back on the amount of gasoline used. And I believe that there's a great deal of truth to that. And what I saw a number of years ago was a man who used to work for a major tire company, and he developed a tire that would never wear out. And that tire's patents were bought out by the companies that produce tires. And so the technology never came forth. So there are instances of restraint of trade, we'll call it. And it's gone on and it will continue to go on because of the powerful structure that is controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness.
Anything else, James?
It just seems to me we're still using the internal combustion engine that's 130 years old, and I just said, with all the technology that we have, I mean, we built, what, nuclear weapons 70 years ago from a stand, 3 years,
but
we went to the moon. It just seems incredible that we still are using the same thing that's over 100 years old.
But, James, what would happen to the oil company and their tremendous profits who came up with an alternative? And that's the last thing they want. What they're doing is coming up with things far more expensive, the electric technology, and, you know, the wind and the solar technology is going to suddenly bankrupt our nation.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan.
You're more than welcome. God bless. Thanks for calling. And, Bob, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up tonight's program.
Well, we've covered quite a wide range here. I think...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times. So if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD. And mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800.
No longer stable, and it's going to have more and more in the way of problems. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America listening to us that we have to pay for the shortwave and the internet and the radio stations. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd certainly appreciate it. And if you're not, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. We have a great new video. It's put out by Alex Jones. We watched it last night. It's called The Invisible Empire. The Invisible Empire, and it's really all about this move towards the one world government. And it's a very, very convincing video. And it talks a little bit about the occult influence there. But, of course, as you know, it is our belief that this is the primary driving force behind the movement for the one world government. It has been for 5,000 years since Nimrod's effort to unite the world. Under him, Sidney failed because God intervened. And I'm not certain God is going to intervene this time. Everything seems to be in place for the fulfillment of the ancient prophecies. But, of course, the Luciferians, and there is a Luciferian movement, and they do have a unholy trinity, Satan, Antichrist, the prophet, the false prophet, comparable to the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They have their Ten Commandments. It's called the Earth Charter, in contrast to the regular Ten Commandments. The regular Ten Commandments is in the Ark of the Covenant. Their Ten Commandments is in the Ark of Holy.